Here is another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series.
My name is Isabel Arnold. I was born in Saarbrücken in West Germany.
My name is Betty Reichelt and I was born in Freiberg in East Germany.
Isabel works for German television. Betty is a pastry chef. I've known the couple for 4 years. I was wondering if their East-West heritage ever played a role in their relationship.
No, I think for me it never had any influence. I sometimes hear that like people from the West talking about people from the East, about their personalities or something like that. And I'm always standing like a bit aside from it and don't feel like I am part of this conversation.
Isabel was still a baby during Germany's reunification 25 years ago. Betty was 10. The only vivid memory of her childhood in the East is the food she grew up with.
When we visit my family in East Germany and my sister is cooking, so she is still cooking the taste of my childhood. So we live here in Berlin and we cook Chinese style or Thai style. But when I go to my sister, I know what I get and I love it.
Do you love it too?
Yeah, not all of it. I ate Würzfleisch the first time with Betty and I really liked it. But there are also a few tastes I don't like that much.
I'm intrigued. But first, Würzfleisch is a ragu made with chicken or pork, topped with cheese and served with Worcester sauce. Very popular in the GDR. I've tried to find an East-West problem between them without much luck. It's nice to hear the Germans of their generation, late 20s to mid-30s, are not burdened with this former divide. They tell me that's also true for their circle of friends. So Betty and Isabel's East-West conflict comes down to food, specifically pork tongue.
Oh, tongue, I love tongue, so, ne? And I bought this and it was a whole tongue. It looks like a tongue, it was a tongue, so. And I put it in the fridge. I don't know, I was in the other room when Isabel was going to the fridge and I only heard her, "Hey, Betty, there's a tongue in the fridge." And I said, "Oh yeah, I know, it's mine."
On the 25th anniversary of Germany's reunification, they didn't join the festivities at Brandenburger Tor. Instead, Betty and Isabel watched documentaries on Germany's recent history. Still, Isabel says,
"I think it's a reason to celebrate because it touches lots of people. Even if I'm not a witness of this time, there are lots of people that like lost their family and friends. So it's a reason to celebrate that it's over, that we are like melting together."
So Betty is looking through her GDR cookbook.
Yes.
What are you going to cook tonight?
I don't know.
They decide to get Middle Eastern takeaway. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.